You're listening to CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Wear a mask when you leave home. That is the latest guidance from the state of Colorado as it tries to slow the spread of COVID-19. Governor Jared Polis is asking Coloradans to create and wear fabric masks every time they have to go out and wash them in hot water every time they get home.
So get out those old t-shirts, you know, 1998 guacamole champion. It shrunk. You never thought you'd use it again. Get it out of the bottom of your drawer and be creative about making that into a mask.
The state says people should not use medical-grade protective gear to run necessary errands. Polis says those masks should be reserved for medical professionals. He says studies have shown even homemade masks can help reduce transmission of the virus. A jail inmate has launched the first constitutional challenge against Colorado's new red flag law, which allows a judge to temporarily remove guns from the home of someone deemed dangerous. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The Larimer County man threatened to commit a mass shooting once he's released, and the sheriff petitioned the court to remove firearms from his home. The order was granted, and the man sued, and that case is pending. The so-called red flag law has been used 18 times since it took effect on January 1st. Attorney General Phil Weiser says that shows it's generally being applied carefully.
You can see this is not happening right and left the way some people claimed it would. It's being used in a targeted way.
Weiser is supporting the sheriff and defending the state law in Larimer County Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
RTD says it will stop collecting fares on all buses and trains starting Sunday. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The transit agency also says passengers should board buses from the rear doors. Drivers pushed for that policy in order to keep more distance from riders because of concerns over the new coronavirus. That's partly why passengers won't have to pay fares for the time being. RTD also plans to suspend service on two popular downtown Denver bus routes, the 16th Street Free Mall Ride and the Free Metro Ride. This all starts Sunday. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Thanks for tuning in to CPR News. In about 10 minutes, we're going to hear a very special story.